What is up, my people? I am your host, Deja Monet, and this is another episode of Authentic Shameless Sub. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. This is the first episode of season two. So if you have not tuned in to the episodes of season one, that's all right. After this episode, go ahead, listen back. We got 10 episodes in season one. But if you're new here, let me break down how this podcast essentially goes. We talk about a very diverse set of topics, from financial literacy to mental health to family dynamics, friends, relationships, like just all encompassing. I don't want anything to be taboo in this safe space that I'm creating for us. So we talk about any and everything, and we break every episode down into four segments. So first, we're always going to talk about the facts, what society, what professors, educations, institutions, specifically in America, sometimes on an international scale, of what different communities are trying to state is fact about any given topic. Then we're going to go into my opinion, because I fully acknowledge that my opinion is not fact. And because I am a Gemini rising, I like to share my little, what I think is a little bit of knowledge. Okay. And then from there, we're going to go into a once upon a time, sort of like a story time, just me sharing a personal experience pertaining to the topic to you. And then we're always going to end it off with a challenge. So I'm always going to bring it right back to you and give you something to physically do, or a conversation to literally have with a loved one in your life that pertains to the topic of that episode. So, as you can see from the title, today we're talking about spirituality. And I don't know about you, but within my social media, within the people in my life in the past 4 years, a lot more people have become more comfortable with the essence of spirituality and diving deeper into it than I've seen in religions. Now, we're gonna get into, let's just hop into some of the definitions for spirituality that I found through research. Of course, I was gonna start with the basics. Merriam-Webster, who has spirituality as a noun defined by something that is in ecclesiastical law, belongs to church or to a cleric as such. That's a very interesting definition of spirituality to me. Pew Research Center, which is a phenomenal research center that also goes very in-depth. They have this is a very large corporation that does research studies of all kinds. They actually have spirituality as defined as multiple definitions, actually, from the study that was done with U.S. adults back in August of 2023. And so some of these descriptions of spirituality include believing that people have a soul or spirit in addition to their physical body, that there is something spiritual beyond the natural world, even if it cannot be physically seen, that there are some things that science simply cannot explain, so it must be something of the spiritual realm, and that there is a feeling of connection with something beyond the world, among other sorts of descriptions of spirituality, but not so much really defining it per se. But there's just a consensus from that study of people essentially defining spirituality the same way. Then we move on to the National Cancer Institute, and it is always and forever FUCK cancer, but they define spirituality as having to do with deep, often religious feelings and beliefs, including a person's sense of peace, purpose, connection to others, and beliefs about the meaning of life. That, again, is from the National Cancer Institute. So now, when we bring religions into it, we know statistically Christianity, Catholic, and Buddhism. We know Muslim, there's so many different religions. Christianity and Catholic being the biggest across the world. And the difference is not about God, but the son versus the prophet versus the disciple. And so when we look into religion specifically, let's just jump into Christianity, because that's the easiest. We have John 4:24, and the Bible states, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Straight from the Bible. If people who believe that God is a spirit, then logically in my mind, I'm going to assume they have to believe in some form of spirituality if you believe that God in itself is a spirit. Then when you move to something like the religion of Buddhism, they do not really believe in a singular God or creator higher, but they do believe in what is called devas. And devas are divine people or beings, extraordinary beings that are not worshipped like God, but they are ones that will reach nirvana through enlightenment and inner peace and wisdom, and through cultivating this state of being, then their essentially spirit will rise to the state of which is then called nirvana, and the highest of high, to live your life in. So again, spirit being brought into the conversation, even in pretty well defined and articulated religions across the world. In my opinion now, I believe that spirituality is definitely within self. We can get into the conversation of afterlife or ghost or magic. And there's just so many different ways and depths that spirituality really goes. But so far on mainstream media, what I'm really seeing is the correlation to going inwards, doing the mental work, essentially, to know yourself, get closer to yourself, unpack the trauma that you've experienced within your life. And that is what people are calling a form of spirituality. And I definitely agree with that. But I do think that, like, for the most part, most of society is just barely scratching the surface of what spirituality truly entails. And that's okay, because I do believe two things can be true. People can believe in a certain depth of spirituality, and they also still can believe their religion that they were brought up to believe. I think that is actually very, very common. But as society has continued to grow, again, with Pew Research Institute, we do see through their studies that more and more people are getting away from traditional religion. Now, that brings the question of why. If you're around my age, young 30, higher 20s, our elders before us, they were all going to church. They all had something to do on Sunday morning, and we know exactly where they was at all day long. For most people of various culture, religion was very big. As a whole, when everyone has moved away, well, I won't say everyone, when a majority of people have moved away from traditional religion, for me, I now have to ask the question of why. What are they seeing, or what do they know that the people before us had a different understanding of, to change now from people believing such a vast difference of spiritual and religious practices? It's very interesting to me, absolutely interesting. So let's go into that one time I first started to question religion and delve into the research and understanding of what society was calling spirituality and the difference between the two. I actually read a book called All Things Fall Apart. The author's name is very challenging for me to say, so I will not disrespect the name, but that book was very enlightening to me in understanding the true foundation of how Christianity specifically came to be. And growing up in a Christian household, we actually stopped going to church probably when I was about 7 years old, fairly young. And when I would question why, it really came down to my parents having to work, my parents being busy, and that Sunday was just needed, whether it was for Sunday rest, whether it was because they were actually going into work on Sunday. Like, the Sunday just became too important and was no longer a day that could be fully dedicated to worship and keep the house running successfully all week long. I first began to question spirituality and what that should mean in my life when I started asking myself questions of how do I heal through what I've been through in my lifetime. The lessons I've had to learn through familiar, platonic, and intimate relationships. As someone that is a part of the LGBTQIA community, happy Pride Month if you are as well, I questioned when I was exploring my sexuality and really decided, I actually don't believe in all these heterosexual normatives. I questioned, like, well, would God still love me now? Like, am I still acceptable to him? Is God even a man? Because I don't know. Sometimes these red words in this book, I'm kind of picking up a feminine energy. I'm not sure. And so I just started to question, just in ignazium, why? And once I would get an answer to one or feel comfortable in an understanding to one question, it just continues on to the next why and gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And so I challenge you to challenge your own thinking and why you believe what you believe. And going into another quarter, 2024 is going by so fast. I don't know what's up with time. I know it's a man-made construct, but there's some realities in it. But with time going by so fast now, and with information traveling so fast, I would like you to sit down with a loved one, sit down with your parents, and ask anyone who you feel safe with about what they believe, religion versus spirituality. And if they are an older person, such as your parents, your grandparents, ask them how they feel religion or spirituality within their lives have shifted. Did they raise you to be Catholic because that's how their parents were raised and that's just all they really went in depth to know, just how they were brought up? Or did they also research and break away from how they were raised and figure it out for themselves as far as what do they believe in, if any higher or internal spiritual being at all? That is what I challenge you with today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please reach out to me on Instagram or TikTok. Let me know your thoughts about Shameless spirituality. Let me know how the challenge went. If you do decide to talk to your elders or your friends or any loved one in your life, or even if you just question yourself, definitely take me up on that challenge. It's for your benefit. And until the next time, much love.